Brian Cushing is the man in the middle, the inside linebacker, had a good 2015, looking forward to 2016 as well. But before that, he's got to go to Kuwait and Germany. It's all part of a USO trip he's soon to take.
How's it going, Brian?
Good, going well.
All right, big trip. We'll talk to you about getting back with your teammates and everything in just a moment. But big trip with the USO Tour. Yeah. And what if they told you about things like what to wear, what do you need to pack?
Yeah.
I mean, this is all part of the deal, right? You go to Kuwait and Germany.
Yeah, well, Kuwait's going to be about 100 degrees this time of year.
Ooh.
So it's up there. It's up there. Germany's going to be in 40s, 30s, 50s. So it's probably going to pack different things. But I'm just excited. I'm excited for the opportunity to go over there. And more about the specifics about what the pack is actually. No flip-flops, no cutoff t-shirts, no graphic tees. So just dress pretty plain, you know, and then just try to fit in, I guess.
How did the opportunity get in your lap to be able to take this trip? I mean, how did this come to you?
Well, it's something I've wanted to do for quite some time now, and I think it just fits perfectly in with my charity and my foundation. So, once I finally got the email about it, I was just excited. It's something I obviously couldn't turn down.
So they approached you and said, hey, would you like to go?
Yeah.
Who's all going with you?
I think right now it's just myself and Golden Tate.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So you'll go around, you go to Germany, you go to Kuwait, you'll be right there hands-on with troops, I would imagine, get a chance to talk to them about anything and everything, I would imagine.
Right, yeah, just just hear what they got to say and share some experiences and just, talk about everything. I can imagine how lonely it'll probably be out there with how lonely they've been out there.
Yeah.
But, it's great to see a face that you're familiar with and just get out there and talk with the guys and, just share my experience and hear from them.
So you'll be staying in the barracks or whatever? What have they told you about
that? Yeah, well, I haven't received my exact itinerary yet, but...
it's not like you check into the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, I don't think so. No,
probably
I don't think
not.
So. No, we're going to be we're gonna be pretty much with the military the whole time.
Will you be doing, because we know you're a fanatical workout guy, will you be doing any of the training that they do at any point if they ask you to do any workouts? I'd imagine there's probably some clause in your contract.
I thought about it.
But is that any kind of training that you've ever done before to get ready for a season?
Yeah, I mean... not so much. It's not been my focal point of how I've worked out, but I've done it, and I'll be more than willing to do it. I've obviously thought about where I'm going to work out or how I'm going to work out while I'm out there. So, if the situation arises, I'm definitely in.
All right, tougher accommodations. What you think you'll be facing on this USO tour, or staying in Wisconsin with JJ during that whole workout brigade?
Probably the USO tour. Okay. JJ took care of me pretty well. I can't complain about that. The whole cabin thing is a little overblown. I'd say more of a mansion.
Possibly.
So it's not like Rocky IV in the
Soviet
wilderness.
No, he's not in Siberia. No, he's it's cold. There's no question, and there's not a lot of anything. But it's a nice house, fully furnished. I mean, he's got all the things you want in the house, so he's doing just fine.
Now, what was that like though, being up there with all the guys in Wisconsin? That had to be major bonding.
It was a cool experience. Mm-hmm. It was a cool experience. I mean, we hung out all day and worked out a bunch, and it was a fun time to kind of get away in a different environment. And to see the guys again, you don't see a lot of the guys in the off season. So just to see some faces you haven't seen since the last playoff game was pretty cool.
Brian, how valuable to this team in particular? How valuable is camaraderie to this team, this organization?
It's big. It's very big. It's very big in any team you're a part of. But going into my eighth year, and the biggest thing is you want to enjoy where you go to work and how you work. So I think to be close to your teammates and have that camaraderie and have that togetherness is how you win. It's a major part of how you win.
Hold on. You just said eighth year.
Yeah.
Eighth year.
Yep. I picked up on that too.
Oh my gosh. I can remember the day you were drafted.
Yep.
I mean, 8 years. I mean, it has flown by, but now you obviously are, I don't want to use the word old, but you're an elder statesman on the team, but you've been around. You've seen it all. I would imagine that's something that a lot of the rookies and younger guys wanted. Hey, Brian, what was it like?
Right.
How do we get through this situation? I would imagine you're a pretty valuable resource for those young guys.
Yeah. You can say old. My wife calls me old.
It's all right. We're both older than you, so it's okay.
I mean, football-wise, it's very old, but it's cool. It's a different role. It's just something you kind of just adapt to over the years, and, you get to see younger guys coming in, and you just kind of get used to it. You become more of a mentor. You talk to a lot of different guys, and you really just see like, wow, I went through that, and just see all the situations that come up for the young guys and just realize that you've been through it all, it's a very challenging league. So any kind of experience or, knowledge that you can pass to the younger guys is something you always want to do.